Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 17 Beta 4 to developers. This update comes 3 weeks after iOS 17 Beta 3 was made available, and it includes a few minor changes for iPhone users. For instance, iOS 17 Beta 4 includes a new toggle in the Settings app that allows users to disable the ability to initiate AirDrop transfers by bringing two devices close together. In the Messages app, Apple has tweaked the layout and the icons for different Messages apps such as the camera, photos, location, and more. There are some other various interface tweaks to things like the TV application and the AirPlay picker animation. And on the lock screen, Apple has made the thinnest text option slightly thicker, a change that limits the customization options just a bit. But in addition to iOS 17 Beta 4, Apple has also released visionOS 1 Beta 2. Apple released the first visionOS beta back in June, and with the visionOS SDK, developers are able to simulate the Vision Pro experience on their Mac. So these developers can try out their apps in visionOS without having the Vision Pro hardware itself. There are no details on what exactly has changed in visionOS 1 Beta 2, but we're expecting some pretty notable changes and improvements, especially because visionOS offers such a wide set of features on the Mac for developers, so there are lots of places Apple can improve the experience and offer additional features that weren't available in Beta 1. And of course, this release follows Apple's announcement on Monday that developers can now apply to receive the Vision Pro Developer Kit, which they can use to further test their applications on Vision Pro hardware before it's released in early 2024. Next up today, Meta launched its Threads competitor to Twitter 3 weeks ago, and now the company is addressing one of the most common complaints about the early version of the service. Starting today, Mark Zuckerberg says that Threads is now rolling out a chronological feed to the application that only shows posts from people you're following. So this feed doesn't contain any suggested posts from people you don't follow, but only posts from people that you do follow. In order to reveal the dedicated following tab, you'll first have to tap the home button icon in the bottom toolbar, or you can tap the Threads logo at the top of the feed. So doing either of these things will display a new following tab along the top next to the existing For You algorithmic feed. Making this option slightly hidden is likely Meta's way of encouraging most people to use the algorithmic timeline option while still offering a following tab for power users. Another change to Threads for iOS is that the app no longer resets your entire feed when you refresh. Instead, new content is added to the top, and your positioning in the feed remains the same. Hit the link in the show notes to get a look at these new features in action and to download Threads for iOS from the App Store. We are sponsored this week by Downy. Have you ever wished you could save a video from the internet right to your Mac? Downy is exactly what you're looking for. Downy lets you easily save videos from YouTube and over 1,000 other websites right to your Mac. Unlike many other YouTube downloaders, Downy supports HD video up to 4K on YouTube. Plus, there's ample support for post-processing that lets you convert the video to your desired format. Or, if you just want the audio track, Downy can handle this automatically. One of the best parts about Downy is that you can install a browser extension to send links to the Downy app from your browser with a single click. And if you ever have a support issue with Downy, you can contact the developer directly within the application and he will personally attend to all of your problems. Downy is one of the first apps I install on a new Mac, and you can get started today at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Downy for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, a coalition of more than 1,500 app developers has filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Apple, accusing the company of, quote, abusive commission levels on app sales and subscriptions. The antitrust lawsuit says that Apple's monopoly on the sale and distribution of iOS apps means that developers are unable to set their own commission levels, so instead, developers have no choice but to accept Apple's. This, of course, isn't a new accusation for Apple, and the company has faced other class action lawsuits from individual developers, as well as big developers like Epic Games, as well as scrutiny from governments themselves for antitrust concerns. For instance, as we've talked about countless times now, in the EU, Apple will be forced to allow sideloading and third-party app stores on the iPhone as soon as later this year because of antitrust regulation. This new lawsuit filed today argues that Apple's excessive commissions on the App Store also affect consumers, with developers having to charge more for their applications to offset the 15% to 30% commission that Apple charges those developers. In a statement, the law firm behind this new class action lawsuit said, quote, "Apple's charges to app developers are excessive and only possible due to its monopoly on the distribution of applications onto iPhone and iPad. The charges are unfair in their own right and constitute abusive pricing. They harm app developers and also app buyers," end quote. As always with these types of lawsuits, the outcome remains to be seen, but a similar class action lawsuit levied against Apple from small developers in the United States did lead to a handful of App Store changes last year. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads, Mastodon, or Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.